And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the Time Machine takes us to 1953. This was a year that saw the growth of the buy now, pay later mentality, with car makers leading the way by allowing longer and longer periods to pay for your new car. Queen Elizabeth II was crowned Queen of England. The unions gained strength with more and more workers belonging to unions, with wage and price controls ended and unemployment at 2.9%. Increases in the standard of living continued to grow and appear to have no boundaries. A teacher's average salary was $4,254, and a pound of round steak was 90 cents. A gallon of gas, better sit down, folks, 20 cents a gallon. The FBI rounds up communist leaders who are advocating the overthrow of government. And Dr. Jonas Salk announced a medicine that could successfully be used on children and adults as to a polio vaccine. Popular movies included From Here to Eternity, The War of the Worlds, and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes with Marilyn Monroe. The first color television sets appear selling for $1,175, and transistor radios start to appear for sale. And one of the songs you would have heard on that transistor radio was a recording most artists did not want to touch because everyone thought it would be a loser. Turned out it was anything but. Find out more about this hit in a moment. Here's a little hint as to the song coming up. Have you visited the doggy patio at Cameron's Inn? It's a perfect place to come dine with your dog. Water is available for the pooches, and each table features a breed of dog. On a warm day, the patio is filled with dogs sitting under the tables, catching the odd scraps that find its way to the ground. Dogs are a great conversation starter, so the humans swap stories about their pets. Wavecrest is definitely a dog-friendly street, starting with Cameron's Inn on the corner, and then down the road, just before the playing fields, is a lovely fenced dog park, available for all to use. So come to Cameron's for great food, a fun time, and don't forget your dog. Now let's see if you guess the song harking, or is that barking, back in 1953. Bad as some thought the song was, the recording was a hit on both sides of the Atlantic. In the United States, it topped both the Billboard and the cash charts. Here's Lita Rosa with her version of the 1953 hit, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. If he has a doggy to protect him, he'll scare them away with one bar. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. You can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is
that doggy in the window. I do hope that doggies, I do hope that doggies, I do hope that doggies for sale.
Until next week, this is Cameron Palmer for the AM 1710 Time Machine.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.